A restored Ellis Island opened to the public on Monday. Commentator Maureen Corrigan has some thoughts on one aspect of the project.
I got a letter from Lee Iacocca over the weekend. He's the chairman emeritus for the Statue of Liberty / Ellis Island Foundation. Iacocca wanted to invite me to register my immigrant ancestors on something called the American Immigrant Wall of Honor. The foundation was accepting names up until a year ago, but now Iacocca says the registry has been reopened for American Express cardholders. This wall is going to be part of the newly restored Ellis Island Immigration Museum. Iacocca says that when the wall is completed, it will be the only monument dedicated to the immigrants who helped build this country with their courage, hard work, and sacrifice. Hear, hear. I'm all for monuments to the common man and woman, so I read on. Iacocca told about how his own father left Italy at the age of 12 and arrived at Ellis Island without a penny to his name. Now, 80 years later, his son is the president of Chrysler. I could identify with Iacocca's sense of pride, if not with his family's dramatic success. All four of my grandparents passed through Ellis Island early in this century, but I always thought that my Polish grandmother, Helen Dobusch, was the bravest. She was 17 when she left her family. She had no money, so her passage was paid for by a company that hired immigrants out as sort of indentured servants once they got here. When she arrived in New York, she was supposed to have been met by some distant cousins, but they never showed up. I picture her at the docks, alone and scared, not able to speak a word of English, the whole incomprehensible country stretched out before her. Somehow, she found her way to Yonkers and those no-good cousins. Then, for most of her life, she worked in factories and cleaned offices. I think she deserves a monument. So do the other 12 million immigrants who passed through Ellis Island. I was about to write my grandmother's name on the Wall of Honor entry form when I read page 2 of Iacocca's letter. It seems the Statue of Liberty / Ellis Island Foundation is charging $100 for each immigrant's name it carves on the wall. Now, this isn't a very democratic way to create a monument to ordinary Americans. The wall will honor only those immigrants whose descendants have disposable incomes or good credit ratings. The rest will remain anonymous, huddled masses. I could afford the $100 this month, but I resent having to buy my grandmother's way into a record of the history that she helped make. Imagine asking the relatives of the soldiers who died in Vietnam to pay for inscribing their names on that wall. No, if the American Immigrant Wall of Honor is for real, then all the Ellis Island veterans should be on it, or no one should. Just make it a plain monument. Remember those words on the Statue of Liberty? Send me you're tired, you're hungry, I light my lamp beside the golden door. Well, the inspiring thing to me about Ellis Island is that its door didn't just open to those who could pay the admission price or plunk down their credit cards.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.